With your permission, we're going to learn tonight about Shimshon. This is Shofar chapter, I believe, 13. What did I have for supper? Ask her if she knows what they have for supper. This is chapter 13. Sentence 1, with your permission. I think that Shimshon was judge number 13 as well. I mean, it's not coincidence, this is chapter 13, was judges. Shimshon was judge number 13. I think so. 40 years Palestine ruled over Am Yisrael. What's amazing is that if you read a last week parasha, Parashat Noach, this Plishtim is grandchildren of Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim is the grandson of Ham, son of Ham. No, grandson of Ham. And all the descendants of Ham, Noach cursed them, should be slaves. So really, Mr. Arafat and Machshemo should be our slave.
One day.
Because all the Palestinians, all the Plishtim are descendants of the Egyptians. That's what Torah says, Parashat Noach. The Plishtim, the Tzaftorim, Naftuchim, Patrusim. So really what it means is that they should be our slaves. In the meantime, this is what Navi is going to tell us, that since we did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our slaves ruled us. V'itnei Hashem b'yad plishtim 40 shana, 40 years, our slaves ruled us. It's not just, you know, that somebody came from a different state or from a different continent. Those are the people should be our slaves, they are ruling us. Kush and Mitzrayim, yeah. So Kush is what? The son of Ham.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Plishtim is his son or grandson? His grandson.
Sons of Ham, Kush, Mitzrayim, Putin, Canaan, sons of Kush, Tikkot, Avira,
Mitzrayim. Yeah, it's the children of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim descendants are Plishtim.
Yeah, Ludim, Mananim, Levanim, Patushim, Kashrutim, Kastorim, and Plishtim.
Plishtim.
So
Plishtim is the grandson of Egypt.
Right.
Vayi ish echad mitzora, mishpachat hazni yishmo manoach, mishto akara velo yaladam. Usually, until today, I mean until chapter 13, usually, when Am Yisrael suffered, either was Ammon or Plishtim or other countries, usually it says that the end, the Am Yisrael suffered so much, he did teshuvah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a judge, a person to save them. But it doesn't say that. But here it says that Am Yisrael did not behave the right way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them in the hands of the Plishtim. And here the story is coming that Shimshon is going to get born without Am Yisrael doing teshuvah. Usually, in the past, in every chapter, usually, they did Shuvah, and they were crying, and they were screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on them, and brought up a person, a hero, to save them from the enemy. Here's a dry statement, that they don't behave, and the Navi Shoftim is going to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a person that is going to save them without them making tshuva. The question is, what kind of a zechut is that? A Shimshon is going to come, and they doing the wrong thing the way the Navi describes it, and he is coming to save them without them doing the tshuva. But usually it doesn't happen. Usually it didn't happen in the past. Yishechan Mitzorah, Mishpachat Ananiyeh, was a person that lived in Tzorah, Mishpachat Ananiyeh, from the tribe of Dan, Shmo Manoach, his name was Manoach, Yishto HaKarav Le'eladayish. His wife could not have a tribe. Ha'ira Malach Hashem El Ha'isha, and then she arrived from Shamaim to the lady. V'yom Meraneh Ha'inei Na'at HaKarav Le'eladayish, V'arib La'ad Ben. Says, you cannot have children. V'arid v'al ben, you're going to become pregnant right now. That's what the Midrash says. And you can have a baby boy. V'atan, from now on, yishamrina, be careful, v'al tishti yayin v'shecha, do not drink any wine, old wine, new wine, v'al tochli kol tameh, do not eat anything that has to do with grapes. That's what it means. Ki nachara v'al ben, you already now, by my statement, you already became pregnant. You can give birth to a boy, moral el rosho. You should not take a haircut. Ki nazir elokim miyana min avaten. He's going to be nazir from your stomach. Vuy achel roshuat yisrael miyaz tishti. He's going either to start or he is going to save Am Yisrael from the pishtim. Again, with no excuse, no reason why. This is the first one, if we may say, it was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning, that he is going to save Am Yisrael from Plishtim.
Doesn't the Nazir usually have to make the decision himself?
Right. That's the first time that the Nazir was from the Gemara said called Nazirut Shimshon, so that's the first time that he told the lady. And he has different halachot as well. He is allowed to touch dead people and go to cemeteries. Usually Nazir is not allowed to become tameh from dead people and he's not allowed to go to cemeteries, but he is allowed. Only two things he is not allowed is wine and haircut. Well, so the Gemara says it's not called tameh, it's called things, the Gemara says it's called whatever is forbidden for a Nazir to eat. But it doesn't mean it doesn't mean tameh. She went to her husband and she said, Lemor Isha Elokim by alive. Personally, a holy man came to me, Mareu Kemare Malacha Elokim Noran Hod. He looks like an angel. She couldn't figure out if he is an angel or he's not an angel. Lo Shil Tiyu Ve'im Yisehu Be'shmo Lo Yigil. I didn't ask him his name. He didn't tell me his name. I didn't ask him where is he coming from. V'yom Ali, he told me, Nach Rav El Ben, that I'm pregnant already and I'm going to have a baby boy. V'anta Ena Al Tishti Yain V'shecha. Do not drink any old new wine, but he called Tuma, Ki Nazir Elokim, that boy is going to be Nazir. Yeana minabeten ad yomoto. From the time he's going to get born, he's going to be a Nazir until the day he's going to die. She didn't tell him that he is going to start saving Amisom from Bishtim. She just told him the statement. Do not drink, and this boy is going to be Nazir. But she omitted the end of the sentence, that he is going to start Teva Mitzvah Bishtim. The question is, why did she omit it? If she repeats the statement, she should have repeated the whole statement. I mean, this is really the punchline, that he is going to save us, he's going to be the hero and save us from the Bishtim. She omits it. הייתה מנוח אל השם ויאמר מנוח פריטו הקדוש ברוך הוא ואין אסק אם ביה אדור השם איש האלוקים, the person, the holy man, it is not sure himself who is this guy אשר שלחת that you sent over יבוא לעוד עלינו, let him come again ויורינו מה נעשה לנער הולד, he wanted to come again. אז כמו you wanted to come again, the thing is this, הקדוש ברוך הוא is UPS, I mean, An angel came. It's the end. He finished the mission. You can't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send him again. What do you mean send him again? He came, he spoke to you. I think he gave the message. So he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send him over. הישמע אלוקים מקום מנוח, כדי ברור להצנת תוהם, ויבוא מלאך אלוקים עוד אל האישה. He arrived again, he יושב בשדה, she is in the field, מנוח אישה הנראה, his husband is not with him. את מהר האישה, she hurried up, ותר עוד ותגיד לאישה, she ran and she told her husband, ותאמר אליו, she told him, הנה נראה אליי, האיש אשר בא ביום אליי. So that person that came again. ויקום הירף הנוח הריף, so he came, he was walking up to his wife. יבוא אל האיש, he came to the person, ואם לא אתה האיש שדיברת על האישה ואומר לי, you the person that spoke to my wife? He said, yeah, I am the one. יהיה מנוח, אתה יבוא דבריך, can you please tell us again, מה עם משפט מה אמרתי, what's the story, what exactly the story is? יהיה מלאך אשר מנוח, וכל אשר אמרתי נשאתי שמר, whatever I told, your wife, that's what really you should be aware of. If he has to watch out, and only what it means, she has to watch out. מכל אשר יוצא מגפן האם לא תאכל. The way it says of it, it means he should also be careful not to eat all these things from the vineyard. יין ושחר על תשת, do not drink any old and new wine, בכל זאת אומרת תאכל, do not eat any grapes or anything. כל אשר ציוויתי, אל תשמור, whatever I told her, you should also keep. חכמים מבין some argument about it. It means if he has to do it, or that's what I told her what to do. It sounds like he has to do it as well. אם הוא מנוח למלאך השם, נעצרן האותך, he listens to it. Again, you don't see that statement that he told the lady, he doesn't say it to him. So the thing what he told the lady, the dead person is going to save himself from Bishtim, he doesn't repeat the statement to him. Even though he came back, he didn't say anything, he just said something similar what she said. Again, also he doesn't say about the haircut. So the main thing is the wine and the grapes. But again, he doesn't tell her that this is really the goal, this is the reason why this boy is going to get born, is to save himself from Bishtim. He doesn't tell it to him. ואין מנוח ימלך השם, נעצרן האוצר, ונעשה לבנך הגדי יזים. מנוח tells him, he doesn't know for sure that he is an angel, he thinks maybe it's a holy man yet, but he talks to him and he says, I want you to stay over and we want to make you a meal. ואם אמר השם מנוח, אם תצמי אלוהך בלחמך, אם you stop me, I'm not going to eat you bread, אם תצמי אולי על השם תעלנה. If you want to sacrifice, you can sacrifice to God. אם אתה מנוח, כי מלך השם הוא. מלוח doesn't, it's not sure that this is an angel. Maybe it's a holy man, and he wants to invite him for a meal, and then he tells him, don't do anything for me. He still doesn't know that if he is an angel or not. I'm sorry?
Even if he was an angel,
if he's the angel said. If you answer, the Midrash is this question. Abraham has the schut, he doesn't have the schut. Yeah, we'll get to it. But he doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want to eat, and he tells him if he wants to sacrifice, he should sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need anything from him. Remember, Noach still doesn't know that he is an angel. He thinks it's a holy man. So he's asking him, remember, Noach Noach Hashem, Mishmecha. It doesn't say Mashmecha, it says Mishmecha. Almost the same, but we'll see what it is. Ask him, what's your name? Ki avod varcha v'chibanucha. It says, if the thing will come true, that's the explanation, we want to respect you, we want to give you something. V'yom ha'malach Hashem, namaz kishal eshmi, why are you asking my name? V'u peli. The Gemara said that again, he doesn't know who it is, but he only tells Manoach that my name is hidden. Nobody knows my name. There's a few explanations what it means. But he says, it's Feli, he writes Fei Lamed Aleph. So this is Parasha, it says in this is Parasha that Abraham Avinu is going to Egypt. He's going to Egypt, so on the way to Egypt, he tells Sarai Menu, when you come to Egypt, you say that you're my sister. Why is she my sister? He says, well, she's my cousin. The explanation means because it's a sister, so the Maharal says Abraham Avinu meant that he should be honored by Sarah because he's the brother, the older brother of Sarah. And when they're going to see her in Egypt, they're going to try to take her, or they're going to respect her because of her beauty. And then, or maybe they try to kill him, he says, Achoti, it's my sister. So, yeah, why should you could say, it's my friend, it's my cousin, it's my slave, it's my maid. It says, Achoti. But he says, if Hashem, somebody has no children, there's a special zgula. There is a zgula, there's a special angel that comes and gives the lady pregnancy. And he says, it comes from Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Pitchi li Achoti. Open up, my sister. The first letter of Pitchi is Pei. The first letter of the word Li is Lamed. Achoti is Aleph. Next, Pele. Pele. Pele, says Ari, is the name of an angel. It comes from Shamayim and gives the lady pregnancy. Says Ari, that Abraham Avinu told the time Abraham and Sarah did not have children. And Sarah was, the Torah tells me, Sarah was Zakara, she could not have children. Sarah says, Abraham Avinu told Sarah, you say you're my sister. That refers to that pasuk, Pitchi li Achoti. It says, open, my sister, says he referred to that angel. Sarah says, that's what it says over here. The Manoach asked the angel, what's your name? He says, my name is Peli. It's Peli, right? Pei Lamed Aleph.
That wasn't the name of the angel that came
there. No. But Dari says over here, that's what he says, who Peli, Dari says, that's what he says. He tells Manoach, my name is Peli. Says Dari, what do you mean your name is Peli? He says, my name, I'm the one that's responsible for pregnancy. And says, my name is Peli. So he said, it's the same thing, that's what Abraham tells Sarah to say that he is a sister. Again, this is based on the Pasuk Shashim, Pitchi li Achoti, open up my sister, and this is the abbreviation of the word Pele. So Manoach prepared the lunch, the goat and the bread, and he brought it on the top of the rack. Umaflila thought, he's trying very hard. And he's looking at the rock and his little fire. When the fire is burning, they see that this guy is taking off and he goes to Shamayim through the fire. He's disappearing. That holy man, that Manoach doesn't know that he is an angel. All of a sudden they see that he is climbing to Shamayim via the fire that's burning on the rock. Manoach and his wife are looking and seeing what's going on, but he blew up their mouth as they fell on the floor. That's the last time, and they never saw him again. As it is, Manoach, Manoach Hashem, since he never showed up again, then Manoach figured out this must be an angel. Well, I don't know if it's a joke or something. Chachamim say that, you know, usually if something, some great thing happens, the guy comes back to get a reward. And says, you know, remember I told your wife she's going to have a baby boy. Did she have it? I need $10,000 for my yeshiva. I need $50,000 for my kollel. Says the angel never arrived back. He says, then Manoach knew that he must be an angel, because if he was a Shiva, he would have come back this day. But that's what it says. I mean, that's what really the same explanation is, that Manoach doesn't see him again. Since he doesn't see him again, the guy disappeared, he figured out this must be an angel. Since we saw an angel, probably we're going to die, but we're going to die, look at the Shem Amitenu, Rakach Miyadenu Olam Mimcha. If God really wanted to kill us, we would not accept that goat, that present that we gave him, and we sacrificed him on the rock. For the other Kolele, we would not have seen that scenery, that angel is going up through the fire. We didn't even hear that message. Hashem Baruch Hu would not send us this guy, this angel, to give us that message. Vatelad Aisha ben, the lady gave birth to her son, but he cried Shimon Shimshon, she called him Shimshon. The Gemara says Shimshon is something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Not exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but it resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. He had some kind of spiritual wind singing or banging inside his chest. Again, there's no information why HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a thing. And what is really the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save Am Yisrael with this kind of a person, that he is going to save Am Yisrael from the Bishnim. Also, I don't want to go through this tonight, but the story about Shimshon, it's nothing special about him saving Am Yisrael from Bishnim in the right way. He should have gone, he should call up Arafat Yimach Shemo, Abu Mabaz Yimach Shemo, and he said, listen, I want to warn you, stay away from us. The story is going to start that he wants to go look for a wife, and they're going to cheat him, they're going to take his wife away, and he's going to get angry, he's going to start banging over there. It sounds like a little bit of a job for mafia. It's not a straightforward politics, or something that he is a hero, that he comes over there and he's going to push them back into the territory. The story is going to run around in circles. It's not a straightforward winning or fight between Shimshon and them. It's just going to be like a wild person that people will say, stay away from this guy, stay away from him. This is dangerous, this is a dangerous man. But they're going to be afraid of his entity, not because he's winning over them, just like a Gulliver thing, you know, the giant or something very strong. Be careful, this guy is a Meshugana. And who knows what he might do. Yeah, but Rahul wants to save us, he has his own way, but you don't have to put this guy in this kind of position. That's how he's going to save Am Israel. He's going to get married to somebody, he's going to hide his wife, and he can find his wife, and he's going to have some riddle to ask, and he's going to want the riddles again, they're going to cheat him this, that, and he's going to go, he's going to burn fields, and he's going to break doors. Sounds like somebody from Rikers Island. It doesn't sound like, you know, a legitimate person that says it's Vayecha Ruach Hashem Nefahamo. It sounds like a Navi. You can ask, huh? Yeah, that's why we had the fire in California. Since they elected this guy, they had a fire.
Is there any other Navi that was unusual like that?
No, it was no person. The next one after him was Houdini. Houdini.
Yeah.
Very good Jew, but he wasn't wild like him. I mean, he was just quiet. He was acting wild. He wasn't acting as a normal person. He didn't go and talk to them and God give a guy a push off the stage to pull him into the river. You know, if you're talking about a leader that he's going to save himself from the Bishtim, you give him a gun, he goes in the tech family, you know, he's going to do something good. He's acting like a child, like a teenager. He doesn't act like a grown-up person. That's the guy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him to save us from Plishtim. Altogether, he saved us from the Plishtim 40 years. Since he became a boy, we don't know the age exactly. He doesn't say the age in the Midrash. How old was he? Was a teenager, probably. Then he started, I don't know, it's not for sure. But it sounds like he was a teenager in the Midrash. And again, this is something that he takes on his own certain things, and he does certain things, but he doesn't do anything directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a prophet does or as a holy man does. Right. But again, but he doesn't fight. Again, if he would fight, I appreciate it. He doesn't fight them. He doesn't fight them. It's like a terror thing, you know. He's throwing things, he's breaking things, he's making fire, as I said before. He's threatening, he's not fighting a legitimate fight with them. And this is not, I don't know if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really meant. Not necessarily HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant it should be that way. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel, and the angel comes and said it's going to save us from the Palestine. And when you read the story about him, it's nothing special as far as a judge or as far as a holy man should act to save us from Palestine. So you have the other judges that we learn, Niftach, Gidon. It was a legitimate war. They went and, you know, the responsible people, respectable people, they drafted the people and they came and they sent a messenger and said, here we are, get off our land, you go back to Mecca, this is our land, and get away from us. You go there, come back, go into the Mediterranean Sea, that's the end of you. But you don't go and then you run after a lady, he wants to marry the lady, and the brothers don't let him, the fathers don't let him, they give the lady to somebody else. This doesn't sound like a leader. It doesn't sound like a normal person. It says, you know, this is like, sounds like a more like Hitler. That's what Hitler in Machshima used to do. I mean, started to riot in Germany and it took the presidency. But again, then he started to fight the whole world. But this guy doesn't fight. He does certain things, and I mean, the whole thing is not like a joke. It's not really it's like a theater. It's not really a legitimate war. It's going to release Am Yisrael from the hands of the Plishtim. Okay, this is also why he needs to be a Nazir. It doesn't have to be a Nazir. Why has to be a Nazir for that? I mean, if a Kadosh wants a leader to be a leader, so he's a leader. So, Yiftach was not a Nazir, Gidon was not a Nazir, none of the Shoftim were Nazirim. So, who cares if he drinks wine, doesn't drink wine? Who cares? If a Kadosh wants to be a Israel, let him say, I'm Israel. The guy is coming, he says, I'm a new leader, so if everyone wants to give him strength, he'll be strong with wine, without wine. With the haircut, without no haircut. What haircut and wine has to do for this guy to be a leader. I said, what's the condition? I said, again, we don't have this condition in any other judges. We have other judges before, it's judge number 13, I think, and none of the other judges were a Nazir, and none of them had this obligation not to drink wine and not to take a haircut. I said, what's this guy is different that he has to save us in this way? It says, Yiftach and Gidon also won the wars against those enemies, and the enemies ran away. So let Shimshon come, and he's going to be a new leader, and he's going to chase the Plishtim and get out of the way. He says, no, an angel came as a messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the lady. He said, you should know, this guy is supposed to be Nazir. He says, he is going to be Nazir. And to the lady, he tells, he's going to save us from the Plishtim. He says, what do you have to be Nazir for? It's the first time I know about Nazir. I didn't hear that Nazir, that the leader has to be Nazir. There was no leader that needed to be Nazir. David HaMelech was not a Nazir, none. Shaul HaMelech was not a Nazir, nobody was a Nazir. Shaul HaMelech was a Nazir, no, nobody was a Nazir. I mean, so maybe some Shalom wanted to be a Nazir, so nothing happened to him. Here they needed the condition that he should be a Nazir. Also again, this, I don't know why this story is written over here. It's a Navir, it's written in Ruach HaKodesh. Mishkan Navir wrote this Sefer Shoftim. It's not just a story. I mean, who needs to know that Manoach is asking that this angel to come back? They should tell him again, and the angel comes back. I mean, even if it did happen, of course it did. You don't have to write it in the Navi. Who cares that the discussion that Manoach had with his wife? Really doesn't matter. That is another very disturbing story. At Manoach was living in the time of Boaz. Boaz was Ibsan. That's what the Gemara says. And Ibsan was a judge, two judges before Shimshon. Boaz was from Shevet Yehudah, was a judge, and he was in the time of Manoach. And then Boaz had 60 children. 30 boys, if you want to take a look, this is chapter 12, sentence 9. In sentence 8 and 9, it says, Vishpoz Achav Yisrael is Yiftan mi Bet Lachem. So Yiftan, the Gemara said, this is Boaz. He made 60 weddings. The Gemara said he had 30 boys and 30 girls.
With
Ruth? No. That's before Ruth, with his first wife. I don't know how many wives he had. But here, before Ruth arrived. Before Ruth arrived, he made weddings. But the Gemara said it was 120 weddings. I don't know why 220, but the Gemara said it was not 60, it was 120. The Gemara said for 120 weddings, he did not invite Manoach. Manoach was a known person, or maybe he knows him. Maybe he didn't live far away from him. And he made big weddings, fancy weddings. And he invited a lot of people, but he didn't invite Manoach to the wedding. You know, Manoach is wedding, he said, that Manoach has no children. I don't want to waste my plate on him. Because he would have children, then he can invite me. But his wife and he did not have children anyway, why should I invite him? Let him stay home.
It works better the other way. He'll come and he'll give a present, then you don't have to go to his wedding.
They didn't give presents those days. It only started in the last century. Sounds a little bit cruel, and of course the way we know Boaz doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right for anybody. It's just the opposite, I think. Maybe they know you have mercy. You're supposed to have mercy on somebody who has no children. You're supposed to have mercy on him. You can't act cruel like this. You say, listen, this guy has no children, and then I'm not going to have any benefits because he's not going to invite me, therefore I shouldn't invite him. This doesn't sound even a Jew. I mean, this is a cruel person to say such a thing. I said, usually you invite somebody like this, you have mercy on him, he has no children. What can you do? He has no children. Invite him to your own weddings. But he doesn't say that he doesn't want to invite him because he doesn't want to insult him, which should feel bad. He said, how is this guy going to pay me back? So he's not having a wedding, he's not going to pay me back. I don't want to invite him. This doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right for anybody. All right, for this guy Boaz, for sure, the way the Gemara and the Megillah describes him, that he is very, very nice person, very generous person. And that's the way, that's what he has in his head. He doesn't want to invite this guy to his wedding. What's amazing also that Manoach's father was from Shevet Dan, from the tribe of Dan, but his mother was from the tribe of Yehuda. David HaMelech is the opposite. Like his father is from Yehuda and his mother is from Dan. Both of those tribes described in the Torah as a lion. As a lion. And then in the Torah, Guar Yehuda. This is in Parashat Vayechi, the Yaakovim, when he describes the tribe of Yehuda as a lion. And Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, he describes Dan as a lion. Dan Gur Aryeh is Anek Min Abashan. And Dan also is the tribe of Dan is compared to a lion. Both were lions. But again, Shimshon, the father is from Dan, and the mother is from Yehuda, and David HaMelech is just the opposite. There's some relationship between Yehuda and Dan. Yaakov, before he dies, he blesses Dan that he should be like a judge. And he refers to Shimshon as our first Mashiach. And of course, it's a tragedy that Shimshon died. But that's Yaakov Avinu blesses Dan and says, the Mashiach is going to come from you. And he refers to Shimshon. Again, we don't see anything about Shimshon that we do or we don't know about him, but no information really. But he says like this. the Shimshon's mother's name was Slalponi. Hat Slalponi. Slalponi. That's the Gemara says. Slalponi. No, the Navi, you can't ask this about the Navi and about the Torah. This was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and it's not a history book. But it says whatever has to do with that information, that has to do with the prophecy, the wrote. If it doesn't have to be in the prophecy, they didn't want to write it. It's not necessary. It's not because it's hidden. David Melech's mother, his name was Nitzavet Bat Adiel. Well, so the Gemara says the same thing. That's her name. It doesn't say in the Navi her name. A lot of ladies or men don't say the name in the Torah and the Navi. I don't know.
Like our
wife. Right. Noah's wife, Shem's wife, Yefet's wife, Ham's wife. It says the Midrash, the name of all those. But the Gemara says Shimshon's mother's name was Tzlalfonit. Tzlalfonit. So Tzlal, the first two letters is Tzel. A shadow. So the Medrash says that she was the shadow of Chava. That this is really the power of Shimshon's wife. She's not direct, we may say, descendant of Chava as far as the Neshama is concerned, but she was the shadow of Chava. So he says like this. That this is really what we're waiting for Mashiach. It's true, says Dari, it's for Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu might send you the right Mashiach. But you have to know the job, what you have to expect when Mashiach will come. And it's not just know that the person is going to come save you from the Pishtim. It says it's a job. And their job is something comparable to Adam HaRishon and Chava, and then the children of Adam and Chava. Now he says like this. Of course, we do know that Chava was the first one that disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command. Midrash says she also squeezed grapes and gave Adam HaRishon some wine to drink.
Was it in one day?
No, not even an hour. In a few seconds.
And Adam named all the animals in the world.
In a few seconds. Right. Well, today when you have the computer, so it's not such a surprise. I mean, a few years ago it was a surprise. But what the computer can do today in a split second, you know, you go through easy pitch. You know, the guy already in nobody knows that, you know, that you do and you don't, you low balance. In a split second, and you drive 55 miles an hour already. So Dari said that the lady, the first creature on this world that disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command was Chava, and this was done with grapes and wine that she gave Adam HaRishon to drink. And not only that, there is there, she also omitted, and she didn't omit, but she said extra things to the snake. Adam HaRishon told her certain things, and she didn't say it right. Not only she didn't say it right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to her, she doesn't answer the right answers. So he said that the secret behind this thing, that this lady, Tzlalfonit, there was a shadow of Chava, and her husband, Manoach, that he represents Adam HaRishon, and she represents Chava.
What's the difference between a shadow and
a shadow means it's on a lower level. On a lower level, not as big as Chava. Now, he says, for example, Sarah was more likely like Chava. And she is on very low level, very low key. That's the Gemara says. I mean, that's the Midrash says. That she was a shadow of Chava. It's not exactly Chava, but it's going to be something similar So the story of Chava and Adam is going to be something similar.
Did you have the
neshama? It's not, it doesn't say the neshama. It says the shadow of Chava. It doesn't say the word neshama. It says she represent Chava in that generation. But it doesn't say that she is actually the same neshama as Chava. It doesn't say that. Manoach exactly is going to be like Adam HaRishon, but again, a shadow of Adam HaRishon. So the Ari says what it means is like this, that really is... So the Ari says that this is just an angel coming from Shamayim, and he goes to the lady first, and he tells the lady, you can have a child, but do not drink anything. And then this, again, this child is going to be Nazir, he won't have anything to drink, never, ever, because he is going to be the Mashiach, and you're supposed to help him, and you are forbidden to drink from now on any wine. And any grapes, again, because the Gemara said grapes is according to some Chachamim, but it definitely was something to do with the tree of that, that she squeezed the grapes. And therefore the angel comes and tells her, listen, don't do it, but you should know this guy, he is going to save you from the Palestinians. It's going to be Shimshon. And Ravita, just listen how it goes. It is this lady again doesn't act the right way, you may say. She omits it. When she speaks to Manoach, she doesn't tell him exactly the statement. You saw the holy man came, and he looks like an angel, he tells me this. So as Manoach smells it, he said, I don't understand the message. I mean, he should be pregnant, and the child is going to be Nazir. Says, what's the purpose of it? I mean, I don't understand. I never heard such a thing in my life, that an angel comes and tells somebody that he don't drink wine. Again, she omitted that part, that paragraph, the sentence that he said that he is going to be the one to save, that's going to save himself from the Plishtim. Therefore, Manoach says, now he is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, then send this guy again. The guy can't trust this lady. I said, that lady sounds like Chava. I mean, she doesn't say the right thing. She speaks to the snake, and she tells him this, don't touch the tree, and the snake pushed her on the tree. Again, she doesn't say exactly the words, so Manoach doesn't trust her. So the Adam Rishon did not trust Chava, and he says, I want this guy to come again, tell me that whole thing. And then the angel comes, and then after we may say she didn't say it right, then he doesn't repeat this anymore. So when he comes to Manoach, he only tells him what she told him, and says, that's what I told him, they should have, don't drink wine, don't have grapes, that's the end of it. He doesn't have any more information, and the most important information he doesn't give anymore. And that's because that person already is not going to do the job exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel said it, so he's going to act the way he acts. Sounds more like kind, maybe, than wild, acting so many things, but he does not, and he will not fulfill exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, had in mind. That's because she, again, did not do the right thing by giving the message to her husband exactly the way the message was given to her. Manoach, at the same time, says that he also, the Gemara said, Manoach Amar Et Hayai, also doesn't know how to study, the Gemara said, he doesn't keep the certain halachot the way he should keep. Also sounds like Adam Rishon said not exactly the way he's supposed to behave.
But Rabbi, based on what we were learning, the first sentence says that all of the Israelis, or all of the Israelites, were at that point, negative people.
Right.
They had failed.
Right.
Then
HaKadosh Baruch Hu
decided. Therefore, these two were, they had to be like Noah, God in his time.
Maybe. That's what the Ari says, Manoach. It says the word Manoach in Parashat Noach. Where Matai Yona Manoach. Ari says that the pigeon could not find Manoach, means a resting place. And that guy is called Manoach as well, sounds like Noah. Because that's what Torah says about Noah, that the pigeon could not find Manoach. So it says it refers to this Gamanor. But again, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly what you said. That's the reason. Because everybody is so bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Messiah decided he has to give them another chance. That chance is like the beginning of creation. And he's going to try the best what we have at the time. And this is Manoach and his wife. And let's see if they're going to do it right. The Gemara says, so the reason, no, she doesn't give the messages right. And Manoach himself says, the Gemara, he doesn't act 100%. From those two negatives, says the reader, is going to come Shimshon, of course he's going to have some kind of power, but that power is not going to be a permanent power. And it's not going to be a power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, that he's going to save on Israel with the holy wind, with Ruach HaKodesh. He's going to be very strong because an angel said it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to go back on his word when he sends an angel. But again, it's not going to be a full recovery for Am Yisrael to be saved completely from the Plishtim. But the idea, says Dari, was to bring someone that is going to save us something comparable, if you may say, says Dari, to an entity of Adam HaRishon. And that Shimshon, that's what the Gemara really means, that Shimshon is Hashem's name, it means, so-called, it looks like the entity of Hashem, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Shimshon with his strength. That strength is something special to show us really, if you may say it, if you can imagine, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's not nothing to compare. But as the Gemara says, that Shimshon has something that compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that that's when everything is so bad, that's the only alternative that we have, is to start from the beginning, and he is the candidate. And Kadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel from Shemaim to tell those couple, that Manoach and his wife, to prepare themselves. Maybe the son will be the right one to save us. But again, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not mean he should act this kind of behavior. He should be wild like this, and he should threaten like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu meant that he should save Israel in the right way, and the Plishtim will get off, and will go away from Eretz Yisrael. But again, because Manoach and his wife did not behave the way they did, really 100%, therefore, the whole downfall started from that behavior. So, that's what Boaz really meant, that he didn't invite them to the wedding. He said, this guy's not going to have a child. Because Boaz is Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara says, was a holy man. And we look at Manoach and his wife, he says, they're not the right people. This guy's Amaret, and his wife, he looked at her, and it's as if he looked at her in the face, but he realized, he smelled it, that couple is not the couple that's going to accomplish what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them. So he says, I'm not inviting them to my wedding. I don't want this couple to be in my wedding. They're not getting a child. It's not because I will not have a meal at them. It means they don't deserve to have a child. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them to have a child. And again, he says it's not because Chas v'Shalom, the wicked people, it means they will not be able to accomplish what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to accomplish. So he said that this is why in the story over here, that what the Navi repeats, the story, the discussion between Manoach and his wife about this wine business, This is what the tikkun of Adam HaRishon was the wine. And that's what Daniel says, that's the parasha as well. It's story with Noah, that Noah had the same test when he came out of the Torah. He had the same test with the wine, something comparable with Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden with his wife Chava. Noah has it when he comes out of the Torah. Again, Noah was supposed to be like Adam HaRishon, and he was supposed, that's what he wanted to save the world when he comes out of the Tevah, but he fails by drinking the wine. The Shimshon is not going to fail by the wine, but he's going to fail because other reasons as well. So this is what really the similarity between Shimshon and David HaMelech, that he is really the Mashiach. It's just the opposite. It says over here, his father is from Yehuda and his mother is from Dan, but Shimshon is the opposite. His father from Dan and his mother from Yehuda. It's just to teach us and tell us that he's very comparable to David HaMelech, The both described as a lion, this is the sign of a hero, a sign of Mashiach, it's the sign of a lion. And so still, Shimshon was not able to accomplish it, and this is maybe to blame his parents more than to blame him. Now he says that this is what we're going to learn. So the story, when you're going to learn later, B'zot Hashem, next week, in the next few weeks, he says the story has to do constantly with the father and the mother. That's what Shimshon failed with his mission. It wasn't his own fault. It's just the mission, that mission failed because of his parents, again, not because of them. This is a similar failure of what Adam and Chava.
They didn't have parents to drive
them. Right.
Well, that's, you know,
that's the test.
That's what it is in
fact. Avraham Avinu also had no parents.
I know, that's what I was talking about.
Right. Avraham.